so fun.
I just like the direction this is going tonight.
You mean headed right into a landmine and blowing up and destroying us all? You mean that direction?
Yes.
But that's a good thing.
If it feels like a limb is being blown off, or if you hear a slight metal clicking sound, say found one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but tonight's going to give you a lot of material.
Potentially.
Very laid back. I'm assuming this is going to be very laid back.
Yeah, this is, okay. Nope.
We're going to have Josh give us the latest breakdown on the latest vetoes of the latest bills that just happened hours ago. And have him go through all 150,000 pages of the bill, line by line. That's what tonight is happening.
And then
we are having the political opinions of Josh.
In that bill that got vetoed, are we identifying all the politicians' names that are written into it to have subtle payments?
We will have Josh's corner where he sits on a soapbox and chides all the politicians for taking money.
So can I play Minecraft then?
We can all play Minecraft.
Yes!
No, I can't.
Oh, it's New Year's Eve. Well, the day before New Year's Eve. Actually, now when this gets released,
the eve of New Year's Eve.
Yes, the eve of the new year.
Yeah.
And we got Mr. Brewer back with us again. And yeah, never mind. This is already nosedive down into the abysmal, bottomless pit of despair.
Throttle out, pitch up.
Exactly. And that other voice is, yes, you are hearing a fourth voice today, and I'm actually just to make sure, like, oh yes, it is recording. Cool. That is the one that we always refer to as the lieutenant, who has joined us once again, because last year he joined us and we all made some predictions, and we are going to determine who wins on predictions, and the winner gets, I don't know, you get to be crowned. Congratulations, you picked. You're the king of destruction of the U.S. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Because all these predictions are kind of...
Yeah, we can replicate what the Packers do when Aaron Rodgers scores a touchdown. Give him the little crown thing in the end zone.
Give him the little crown in the end zone. Yes, we will. What we'll do is we'll draw a little crown on the whiteboard behind Lieutenant and Brewer here, and then the winner will get to sit below it and have the little crown on their head from the whiteboard and their picture shown online of... Congratulations, you succeeded.
You did it.
In something. Congratulations.
It ain't going to be me, so it's going to be one of you two.
It ain't going to be him, I know that.
Oh, I don't know. Oh. I don't know. I know I'm out of the running. I'm out of the running.
I just know he looked over at me and he was like, dude, you ruined it. I'm like, what? It's like, the New Year's prediction, you ruined it.
He did.
So I don't know if any of us, because I asked, I don't even remember what I was going to say.
Who remembers what they predicted last year?
I don't.
Okay. I remember two of them. Was
well,
there
we
three?
All predicted two.
Oh, cool. I remember them all.
Two?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't remember.
No. I said three for 2020 to 2021.
I feel like
back last year I said that.
I feel like one of mine was about Aaron.
Yeah. Oh, I remember
and
that.
And one of his was about you.
And it didn't work. Yeah, it was. Yeah, one of us.
So since Brewer here is already on the hot seat and he's like already like, what the heck? Aaron, do you remember what yours? Oh,
absolutely not.
No, he does. He just doesn't want to say it.
I was actually playing with you. There's none from him about you.
Wait, what?
Oh, there's one from me about Josh.
Was it the?
It's the triplets. What?
I have one
triplets.
About Josh.
It's always the triplets. Josh and the triplets will be a continual thing until the quadruplets come. Did I hit upon a nerve there just now? Because I heard a...
So we got news, don't we?
Is there news?
If triplets or quadruplets show up, prayers will be needed that they don't destroy Amy.
Oh,
fair enough. Okay, I thought maybe we were going to go, twins or something like that. And I was like...
But we got some on the way.
No, technically, we shouldn't have twins either because that was my dad's generation. So it skips a generation.
Supposedly. You'll find out.
Unless when you Amy's...
Wait. Your dad's generation had twins, right?
My dad and his brother are twins.
And it skips a generation, which means you'd be prime candidate for twins.
How would it skip a generation?
Because
Brewer doesn't have a twin. Or a generation brother, is each offspring is considered a generation.
Right. True.
So dude. Brewer's kids are prime candidates to be twins.
Or more.
Yeah. I think we just broke Brewer a little.
He doesn't want to have kids anymore. At least not anytime soon.
Are you texting Amy saying we have to stop trying having kids?
No. It's the best contraceptive out there is puppies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough. Mm.
You realize won't be upset about me bringing home more puppies.
Maybe. She might be.
Oh no, she wouldn't be. Until
she has
your dog.
Yes. Yes, that is true.
You realize you can like close doors in the house so the dog doesn't have to be in the bedroom.
It's not gonna be that. It's gonna be the dog doing something in the other room and causing a ruckus.
That happens all the time. What do you think happened when after I was born, I was probably causing a ruckus for my parents, and they still had my brother. So
I don't know. I was an angel, so
you were also the last one.
I mean, after he got tossed around in that dryer, he probably was an angel. He probably just didn't have the brain power to do anything.
That shook me up, man. Literally.
Literally on so many levels.
That starts to explain things at least.
Oh, yeah. Are you aware of that story? Where,
no, not until about 5 seconds ago.
Oh, really?
We talked about it on one of the episodes.
We did. Yeah.
Might have been one of the seconds where I was just bored out of my mind doing my work while I was listening.
Tell your story again real quick.
Well, basically, she wrapped me up in a comforter for a bed and then was dragging me downstairs saying that Jabba, right?
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt
wants to eat you, and threw me in the dryer. And I was terrified for my life and then never been the same.
Okay, so he didn't actually take a ride in the dryer?
Thankfully, no.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Then he can remember.
Everything was dark. I didn't know what was going on. I was like,
I was just saying, a lot of pounding. When I watch a comforter, was it like one of those fluffy comforters or was it one of the thin ones?
Fluffy.
Oh my gosh, that had to be terrifying.
It was scary.
When you watch this, you stuff it in the dryer. You have like no room to stuff anything else. So to think if there's a body in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Da, da, da.
She could have said something worse and said, I'm putting you back where you came from.
Oh, gosh.
And then she threw you in the garbage can. Yeah.
See, I thought I was born at 4 years old, so.
What?
Yeah, that was on the episode from last week that Brewer clearly did not watch today.
Yeah. I know. It still drives me a little crazy when he goes, because that's one of his first memories.
It was my fourth birthday party.
It was his fourth birthday, so he thought his life started at four.
Yeah.
How old are you when you're in kindergarten? Five?
Probably five or six to seven.
unless you're in pre-K four, which then you're four.
What? That was not me.
No, it was you. You were just held back a year. And then
wait, that's batted. Pre-K four. What?
Pre-kindergarten, four-year-olds. You're held back
preschool?
A year.
Preschool?
No, never mind. Just stop.
Oh, no. I'm just making this worse for myself.
So, Brewer, going back to your wedding.
Yeah. Wait. His wedding?
Yes, because we're talking about predictions that involve Brewer.
And his wedding?
Yeah. Did you ever have to ask a question in the wedding? Like, what is the question again? Or did you ever do anything like that? I don't think you did.
No, I think you did solid. I think if anyone, it was Amy, had Pastor Dave repeat something. But I don't think you did.
I don't think I did.
I think if anything, she did, because I couldn't stop kind of like snickering and laughing.
Yeah. Because I remember looking at her and trying to hold a straight face. And it didn't help that she was trying to not smile because I was smiling, but then you're sitting in the back going, and she can totally see you.
Yep.
Yeah. That was great.
No, I don't think I asked.
So that's where you lost me a point, for the record.
Yep, I know. That's where you lose 1 point.
Way to go, Josh.
So, I didn't get a point either. So, because I talked about he would announce he has triplets by November.
Oh, my gosh.
So, that didn't happen.
So far, so good.
I guess the moral of the story is don't bet against Brewer or on Brewer.
Yeah, exactly. Don't bet on it Brewer.
Depends on what the bet is.
Yeah.
Well, the logic was Brewer's going to Brewer, and that did not happen.
Fair enough. Yeah, so, okay. So, Brewer, do you remember anything that you guessed for 2020 to happen or not happen? We were correct that one of them involves Aaron. Yes, 1 year yes. Predictions.
I can't remember. I feel like is one involving me?
What?
One of your predictions involves Aaron.
Yeah, I remember it, and I know you didn't get it.
No, he didn't get this one.
No, he did not get this
one. Close, though. No. So close.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. It was close.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
There was going to be a... I can't talk straight when you do that.
So because it doesn't translate into audio ever, Aaron was like holding his hands over his face.
Trying not to smile.
Yeah.
There was going to be a significant other for Mr. Johnson.
Correct. You said Johnson will start dating someone by the end of next year.
Oh, he specifically those words. Oh,
yes, wow. Those are the exact words.
You have a week.
So do you have any dates? Nope. Aaron, do you have any dates scheduled between now and
between now
and the end of the year?
No. Nope.
And I'm not going to now.
Josh, it is your mission to make him. All right. So the other one. So John, I almost called you Johnson. Johnson Brewer. Jeez Louise. You're back for random haphazard episodes. I can't keep you straight. So you don't get that point. Do you remember what your other one was?
I want to say maybe I was smoking something and guessed something politically.
You did guess something politically. It involves your hero.
Who?
And that's not sarcastic hero. That's your political hero. I don't know if he's your hero or not. Trump.
I was going to say Daddy Trump.
What was it exactly?
Your prediction. Trump will not be impeached.
Oh.
That happened.
Yep, I know. He was technically impeached. So Brewer is leading at 0 points. Same with me. Congratulations. Me and you are tied, Brewer.
Wait, he was impeached?
He technically was impeached.
He was impeached, but
impeachment is the process, not necessarily the act of actually being kicked out.
Yeah.
So therefore he went through the impeachment process. Therefore he was impeached.
Yep. So
but was he impeached?
So me and you, sir, are sitting at 0 points.
Yay.
Because mine, Elon Musk will create the non-car car for sale in areas where cars are not available. He never created the non-car car, but he is moving his business to Texas. So, yeah.
All right.
Well,
all right.
Can I have you clarify to those who may not understand what car?
Well, I was playing on the non-flamethrower flamethrower that he released last year. He called it the non-flamethrower. Forget
not a flamethrower.
Not flamethrower. A flamethrower. Flamethrower. So that way, that's it could be sold to places where you couldn't buy a flamethrower legally.
Oh,
that
yes, it's a he specifically got it to be or sell as a non-destructive incendiary device.
Yeah, so he called it the not a flamethrower. Flamethrower. So that's why I said he will create the non-car car.
Oh my.
It's a car that's not a car, but it is a car. But
it still is a car.
It's a transformer in disguise.
Oh, so what I...
I'd buy it.
Careful, you just plucked a string of his.
I know.
So if I sit there and I do something and I make something called a non-minigun minigun...
Good luck.
You'll be arrested.
It's not a minigun.
It is not a minigun.
Exactly.
So you're
safe. Also licensing and trademark issues.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Figure something out. So I didn't get that one. And then obviously my second one was Josh will announce he's going to be the proud papa of triplets by November. Didn't get that one either.
Nope.
I did not guess that Aaron Johnson would be wearing an ugly man on his sweater.
What today. Up? Yeah. I'm so sad we're not doing videos today.
I would love you to walk through a mall with that on.
I will.
I want you to go visit my mother with that on because she is a big Mariah Carey fan. And she loves that Christmas album and that song specifically.
Of me wearing this and send it to
her. And she has the CD cover He is posed exactly like Mariah Carey is, except so think of the Mariah Carey Christmas album pose just with an ugly man. I think I've said that before.
He's beautiful.
I like Jake, like I said, but no.
I like Jake
too. No. That's too close to Johnson's thing. So no.
You can take a picture of this and send it to your mom.
No.
Oh.
It is too close to Billy.
Oh, Billy.
Oh, Billy is going away.
Yeah, he's leaving.
So
is he gonna go out smoothly though?
Oh yeah.
So back to now we're going to go on to Aaron.
What did I say? Oh, I don't remember what I said.
I'm having trouble, and I'm going to let these two decide if you get the point on this one or not.
Oh.
Okay.
So first one is a give me. This one was a give me. Biden will be the Democratic candidate.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Why did I say that?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
You spy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then this one.
Who are you sleeping with?
Okay. What? Aaron, I have a question here for you, Mr. Johnson.
What?
Skyrat has played shows, technically, yes?
Yeah.
But were they the headliner for any of them?
Yes.
They were?
Yes.
Then, okay, never mind. You do get this one full then.
Yeah!
So, because here's your prediction. Skyrat will have their first fully recorded album and be able to have a show of their own. You included the and in there, which made me...
You have to have both of them.
Yeah.
Because we played... I thought there was two places where we were the...
But you were the headliner, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like that shouldn't count, but I'll take it.
Tip for next time.
What?
And or.
Yeah.
And or.
Yeah, I've used that more often lately.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize you understood what and or meant.
I do.
If you think about it.
You know what?
That was for you, Bryce.
Mm.
This is how you end off 2020, apparently, is by you saying, if you think about it, to Johnson.
Just to ruin it. Just
so why are you using and or?
In Congress? I don't know. Hanging out, conversations about bringing music equipment and stuff, what's needed, and oh.
He's bluffing.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to think of, okay, I'll look up in my conversations and see where I use
Andor. Oh, I see. That you were talking about the Andor on where to go for a date and all that.
And or whether or not, you know, he wanted his feelings to be told.
See, I've used it 88 times in conversations with Nico.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
And how many times have you used it with me?
Probably none.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay, so Aaron right now, against all odds, has 2 points.
What? I'll take 1 point because the one was too obvious.
What? 1.5 points.
Even if he takes a half point, okay? I'm at zero. Brewer's at zero.
What's
Brock has at? Potential for one here.
Potential.
I think my vote is yes on 1 point.
Okay.
I mean, that was definitely going to be your call.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember my exact wording.
Okay. What do you think it was?
So the one that I definitely didn't get was that Brewer was going to stumble during his vows or something like that. And said, you said what again?
Yeah. That
did not happen. I was not there to see it.
Yeah. I couldn't remember enough. So that's why I had to ask him.
He was good.
The other one is that we would still be talking about Trump's impeachment.
So.
Oh.
You said we would still be talking about Trump colluding with Russia.
Oh. Okay. I misremembered correctly. Yeah. No, we are still talking about that.
That's why I said you're getting 1 point.
I'll take my 1 point, take second place, and hey, Aaron, you won.
Congratulations.
We will have your picture taken.
You are going to get your picture taken.
Yay!
We will have Brock draw the crown for you on the whiteboard.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I have to clean it later.
We'll race it. We'll make the winner clean it with his shirt.
That's mean.
Make sure you use the black one. Don't use gold.
No, you could rub your back against the wall.
You literally have like two colors at work at this church, and neither of them are gold.
Dang it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not wrong in that at that point. So, Mr. Johnson.
Or just draw a crown on his forehead.
I feel like such a cheater.
Well, yeah, it. That
you
one.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
That one was, like I said, the Biden one was like.
That was a gimme.
That was a gimme. That was a gimme.
Really, that was the high jump of about 2 inches.
We should have had him try to predict the VP. That's what we should have had him to try to do.
Oh, gosh. I would have known it as Kamala or Kamala or Cam.
Kamala. Him trying Camel. To predict the VP would. He would have better chance of drawing two names out of a hat and going this name than actually predicting Kamala.
This is true. I didn't know who she was until she became. See?
Yeah, that's the weird part. It's like Kamala Harris, VP. It's like
they said it. Like
who?
I didn't know who that was till that.
Most people didn't know who she was.
Someone from California, right?
But now we're gonna have the Kamala presidency. So whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll see how long Biden lasts in office.
Not too optimistic about that one.
I am not either.
But, Mr. Johnson, since you won, besides getting your picture with the crown, that will be drawn for you by Brock.
Please.
Since he's second place, he gets to draw your crown for you. Whatever crown design, somehow we have to fit your head into it and take a picture, and it'll be entertaining, I'm sure. Brock.
Yeah.
He's like, eh.
Maybe so.
So you knew this was coming.
I did.
Come on.
I
because we already know how you're going to. Well, let me ask this. With the time of COVID, are you celebrating New Year's Eve into New Year's differently than normal?
Are you celebrating at all?
Do you know what? I don't even know.
You don't
know. I will be celebrating. I'm going to assume. I'm going to be celebrating different than normal because last year I even celebrated different than normal. And now that my friend that I used to go, well, it was always at his parents' house where we would have the celebration for New Year's. Now that he's got his own house. So it'd be different in that aspect anyways.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, my exact thoughts too.
Uh-huh. So it's going to be different this year. What's it going to be like? I don't know.
Are you sure you really want to go?
There hasn't been any talk of it yet either. So, if I don't hear about it, I'm not going to it. So,
but
if I probably do hear about it, I probably won't go to it.
Okay. So
who knows?
So your potential different celebration.
There's definitely going to be some probably different this year.
So
one way or another,
we'll find out if we hear of a house collapse.
So what now we know that. What are you predicting is going to happen in good old 2021?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, come on. You knew that. Since you won, you get to go first and pick your stuff.
Gosh, dang it.
Wait. Let me
are we picking two or three this year?
Go of two. If you have three, go of three.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be mean.
Do it. No, do it. No, I want you to do it.
Were you going to lip smack into the mic?
No. He was. What? I really want to know what you're going to do now.
I can't do it now because you're making me all smiley, dialy, whatever you want to call it. Okay.
What were you going to do?
I'm going to ask this girl that I think is really
think about what?
I'm going to ask her. I'm going to.
He's imitating you. So, who's this girl?
There is nobody. There is nobody. No.
Are you going to be alone for the rest of your life?
Alone. Whatever.
Okay,
ugly
so
cry face.
No one. So, what are your predictions?
What am I predicting?
2021 is a brand new year. Slate has been wiped clean.
Oh, no.
And we're all going to stare at you until you come up with your two items, at least.
You might as well play that doop boop 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 music in the background for time because it's going to be right.
Just think about the fiery stare Brock is giving you through his glasses right now.
He's got a little smirk. He's like, gosh. Okay. But it can be about anything.
Yes.
Two predictions about the next year.
Yes, what's going to happen over the next 12 months, sir?
Golly.
Do I have to start spewing ideas out for you?
No.
That's how we got to Biden last year.
Yeah, this is true. That's not surprising.
Aaron was like, I don't know what to do. And someone goes, Biden, I think it was you, Josh, who said Biden will be the nominee. And Aaron was like, okay, I'll do that one. And I sat there and shook my head. And I was like, really, 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 John?
So sorry, yes. America, I predicted it.
Yeah, this is all Brewer's fault.
Yep.
We now have to go back in time to kill Brewer.
Yes.
But,
or at least forget that he chose that phrasing. Yeah.
Or we eliminate the name.
Oh.
Oop.
Oh. No. Oh. No. Oh.
You're talking about killing me.
This is true.
See.
Killing you, we can get away with it. Nah. The other one, you're inviting some very important people to your house.
But he's just the person.
Yeah,
and I really can't get behind that with what I'm trying to do with my life.
Yeah, exactly. No one can get behind that. Only Brewer can, who lives in northern part of Racine next to the blasting quarry.
Oh, shut it.
Oh, no, he's dead. Goodbye.
Anyways.
Man, this is, you can't put me on the spot like this.
How did you not know this was going to happen?
I don't know.
Here, so, I'll give you a freebie. Predict how many concerts Skyrat's going to have.
There you go.
That's too easy. Probably none. I don't know.
Can I go get some food? Because this is going to take a while.
Oh, I know.
I mean.
Well, I feel. Okay.
Okay. Aaron.
I'm going to. Here, let me name off some categories and you can try to predict.
But they're going to be political. You know what? Okay. But does it. Okay. Does it. Should we have it about ourselves or should we have it about.
Whatever you want.
Whatever.
It could be about you. It could be about the world. It could be about China.
About some, here.
It could be about Russia. Okay. It could be about AI. It could be about Google. It could be about microphones. It could be about guitars. Sky is the limit.
I'm going to say some things. You just keep thinking.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Politics.
Yeah, I don't like
virus.
I don't like that.
Music concerts.
Okay, all right. That's cool. Oh! Oh, no, it left me.
Okay, Aaron.
Yes.
Close your eyes, meditate, come up with your answers. We will come back to you.
Okay.
I hate that I said the word meditate. Josh, we'll jump to you while Aaron tries to empty his mind of all knowledge.
That's done.
All right, so two things.
Yes.
What
is going to happen in the wonderful year of 2021 when we go ahead and reset the calendar back to January 1st?
If you're listening to the podcast, you better not claim 2021 as the year. Otherwise, you're dooming us. I don't think the market's going to catch up to all of the money that the government's been spending.
So how do you want me to summarize that?
I'm not going with that one this year. I'll probably go with that one the next year.
Oh, okay. You're just talking out loud about your predictions.
Yeah, I'm just. Doing more than Aaron.
It's true.
In 2021,
okay,
there won't be any significant move against the Second Amendment.
Okay,
what's significant?
Major change.
What's a major?
Federal level change.
Okay, federal level.
Okay. State level is always changing.
So I'll put in there federal level. Okay. This won't be interesting to see play out now.
Yeah, it will be.
Because of you, we have Biden as the president. So.
$500 tax every month for every firearm you own in your house.
Oh, fudge. There's going to be major pushback against the, I don't know how to word it. Because the new thing is, the Obiden, I think is how they're pronouncing it.
The
Obiden, Obiden, Obama, Biden.
Okay.
Obiden, whatever you want to say.
Okay.
Administration's doing a push for energy efficiency, getting rid of fossil fuels.
So
they're going to have.
You're talking, there's going to be major pushback against essentially like alternative energy, Green New Deal energy.
Yeah. I'm not against that.
Uh-huh.
But at the rate that they're going to try to instill, it's more likely going to kill our industries because there's so many things that are dependent on that. And we're not ready for a switch like that. What they need to do, I'm going to hold my tongue.
Oh, that's a surprise.
I'm going to let it loose.
I was about to say, who had Josh Brewer learning to control himself on their Advent Apocalypse calendar bingo thing?
That was
me. I think we all can agree. If Biden were to stop sleeping with China and actually get China on the bandwagon. I mean, I'm just saying.
Oh, here comes the copyright strikes.
If he were to, you know, get China on board with the whole eco-friendly thing, we wouldn't have to worry about it as much.
Yeah, good luck on that one.
Oh, I know. All right.
All the major companies are going to want all their stuff made over in China.
But what's... This is topic later. This is topic later.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask you something, but...
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, it's not me.
Okay. Aaron, have you come up with yours yet?
Surprise.
Brock can go next.
Okay. You're running out of time here, Aaron. Brock.
Let's start with the one that I hope doesn't happen, but I think probably will. I think that there will be either an armed resurrection or not resurrection, insurrection in America. I'm not gonna call what side, but it will involve weapons of some sort. And I'm gonna say pretty much above Molotov cocktail as defining as a weapon.
So are you saying, just for clarification, want to try to keep this not too sealed. Are you saying that as the people that you think we're going to use anything above a Molotov cocktail, or are you saying as people we will not be able to have anything above that?
What I'm saying is that there will be a group, I don't know if it's left or right, but they will use weapons as part of an insurrection somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if that doesn't happen, we're going to a state of military action, whether that's just the military action like we had the war terror, or if it's actually a case of war, but I think we're going to war with somebody.
Okay, so
that's one or the other.
So is that your second prediction, or are you doing that all in one?
That's all one.
Okay.
So that's an and or.
That is and or.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Oh, no, I already had the and or.
Paul got you too. Aaron, slacking, bro.
Oh, wait, what?
Okay, so what got that.
Dear gosh. Dear gosh. Just keep going.
Paul's going to want to shoot me for this one, but the second prediction is that Brewer's going to want it back on the podcast before the end of the year. and not just like a, you know, one-off appearance. He's going to want back in full time.
Nah. I would say opposite on that.
Not that I've learned my lesson about betting on Brewer.
Yeah, I know. So, as a regular. So, in other words, we would start season 3.
Sure, let's call it that.
That was a quick one.
I love
how he's thinking about it.
I don't know because I think when school hits again, prefer not to have.
Exactly.
So I would probably say, do you want to change that one? Once I'm out of school, that's very possible. Very possible.
Very possible. Very possible.
I like my odds.
All right. All right. Aaron, do you have yours yet?
Hey, Paul, do you want to guess yours?
Hey, I'm going to add a third.
You're doing it too.
Third for bonus points.
I'm adding a third.
Uh-oh. Oh,
okay. He's adding a third.
Okay.
Aaron's going to go last again next year.
That's like a give me, though. That's like Biden's going to be the nominee. That's a give me.
See, but I don't want to. I feel like I can't give any predictions because you guys have like tough ones. I'm like,
I have stupid
ones. I'm going to sell my Harley.
Come on. I have stupid ones. Elon Musk is going to invent the non-car car.
Okay.
Come on. Yeah, I mean, and then you're going to. Okay. So. And then when you hear mine for this year, you're going to be like, come on again.
Oh, no, I want to hear it.
Nope. So do you have yours, Aaron?
Well, I'm going. But what? Okay. Because we had gigs.
Okay.
Whatever. During the summer.
Okay.
But concerts aren't, well, I guess like in-person concerts still aren't technically allowed yet.
Unless you're in a hamster ball.
Unless you're in a hamster
ball. But anyways, go on. So with all this in mind, with COVID going on, raging the planet.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen in 2021?
I still feel like this whole mask is going to be going on the whole year.
So you think all 2021 there's going to be mask mandates?
Well, does that, as soon as there's a break, does that mean that's a failure of a guess?
Well, it depends on how you word your prediction. Depends
on how you word it.
Because remember,
wording is specific.
Okay.
If, there is that 100-day mask.
Yeah.
So there is that 100-day mask mandatory that he's looking to enforce when he enters.
Yeah.
So
I feel like there's going to be, for a majority of the year.
So classify that.
So for majority of the year,
183 days.
Oh, frick.
So that's half a year.
183 days.
Yeah.
This is going to be a mask mandate.
Of some sort.
Of some sort. What's other? What?
Well, it could be a federal mandate. It could be local mandate.
Yeah. So are you talking a federal mask mandate or a local mask mandate, a state mask mandate?
Josh,
is it Wisconsin only or can it be any state?
That's why you say of some sort, because then it leaves you to not being that detailed.
So it could be any state in the U.S. still has a mask mandate for at least the majority of the year.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you, California. You gave him a point.
I know.
Yeah!
Okay.
Well,
wow. I'm not in the ocean.
Rip your eardrums again.
Yeah, sorry, people. It's like, I want concerts back, but I don't think that's going to happen.
So.
At least.
So what's your prediction? Come on. You've already given me one, so now you got to give me the second one before we can move on.
Oh, no.
That's what happened, sir.
Who?
Say it.
See, I feel like I can because I feel like I know I'm going to lose this one.
And?
Say it. Oh, I'm going to lose mine. Don't worry.
Why are you saying it then?
Because there's a possibility that I could do it.
Say it.
But then it almost makes it a challenge. And then I'm going to want to win it, but
say at the same time,
there's so many cool things that could ruin it.
Well, hang on. Is this a... This sound bad.
It involves music.
Oh.
Okay. Say it.
I will... Okay, in terms of like value, like I will get rid of more stuff than I will do buying more stuff.
As in,
for like music as in, equipment,
as in value of or same. Quantity.
Yeah, that's where I was thinking because
you need to specify. Yeah. Otherwise,
because if it's value, if I get rid of more in value than I do buy in value, then I'm doing well on money.
So which one, value or quantity?
And or.
Oh, I wrote that down.
Yeah, and or.
All right. You know what that means? Next year, when we get close to this one, I'm going to have to contact you and you're going to have to go through all your receipts for the year.
I have to
done, done, done.
Yep.
So I need to buy everything expensive by the end of this year.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to my bank account.
Just shred your credit card.
Bye bye, Aaron's bank account. You got your two win. You want to do three?
No. Oh, I don't know if I can.
He's now shaking his head very quickly. Also, still doing drummer feet.
Yeah, he's always doing drummer feet. Come on,
this is a problem.
He's like the 5-year-old child that needs to be on like a balance ball so they don't get put on ADD medication.
True.
Actually, that'd probably be good for you. Sit on a balance ball while you're working on your computer. Fun.
I would like enjoy that. Desk for students where it's up on a treadmill. The treadmill goes no more than 5 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You can literally walk through the entire class.
Yeah. They make that for adults too, for you to work from home on a treadmill.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah. The idea kind of being to mix activity and station.
Yeah. And it's for those kids who can't who can't sit still, AKA drummer boy over here. The little drummer boy. All right. So I guess now for my two. Again, I'm not going to get any points, so that's okay. Mine are just born for fun, and if any of them happen, I will be so happy on so many levels.
Well, it depends on how ridiculous they are.
The first one. After Biden is inaugurated as president, coronavirus will disappear like a fart in the wind.
Ooh, I hope that's the case.
Well, hang on. Are you saying COVID-19 is going to disappear and COVID-20 is going to appear? Or because apparently
it's just going to be gone and we'll all be back to happiness. It's all going to be poop. Magical Biden land is here, and now we are all COVID free.
We're all safe.
So you're just going to say that the virus itself is completely eradicated. We don't have to deal with it anymore.
Like, we won't have any more lockdowns. Immunity. We won't worry about it. Everyone's going to be like, oh, I got sick. That's
fine. Okay.
I hope that's
because one of them is scientifically impossible. That's not how science works.
I know. Trust me, I am fully aware. Second one, by next November. This doesn't involve Brewer.
Next November.
You're out of this one. Sorry. By next November, we will learn of a peace treaty between the Earth and an alien race. Like I said, both of mine are just... And the reason I said that is because I've been watching too much Stargate recently.
When it comes to aliens, there are two options. Either they exist or they don't. Both have their terrifying consequences.
Yeah, and recently a bunch of like Israel and all that has been going, oh, yeah, aliens are real. Trump was about to tell us. I'm like, excuse me, what?
But I mean, like, yeah, something tells me that's also the alien as in you're not from here.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said the Earth will have a peace treaty with them.
There's life in the rings of Saturn.
So that's why, you know.
Proof. Need it now.
That's why I put it that way. So I can't, in the year time, go back and say, oh, we have a peace treaty with Mexico. No, that's what I said. The Earth will have a peace treaty with the aliens.
In other news, the Space Force has been deployed to another desert.
in other news, the Roswell Grays are real. And they look just like Aaron. Again.
Get the phase rifle.
I've been watching way too much Stargate because in Stargate, the one of the alien species is the Roswell Grays, essentially.
Yeah, and aren't they like Thor and stuff like that? They're supposed to be the Asgardians or something?
The Asgards. And they look exactly like what you see from the Roswell, you know, Grays. And just,
lovely.
Fun series, Stargate, that is.
Yeah.
It ties in all the mythologies and it's all aliens and sounds like Sukulis's dream. But anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's on Netflix now, so I've been able to watch the entire series all over again.
Yeah, no, I just get bits and pieces because my mom and my brother both watched it all the way through like three times when it was on MeTV or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it's on Netflix now. The original, not Atlantis and not Universe. They're not on Netflix yet. But they're working on actually a new series now, too. It's a sequel to all of this. Not a reboot, a sequel. Yes. No. That'll be maybe my third prediction. Hollywood will finally realize reboots suck.
But they'll still do them because they can profit off of them.
Yeah, I know. And I'm going to add, and stop. Ooh, do not go up to that next line. And stop doing them as of November 2021. Why do I tie everything to November?
I don't know.
Can I add a fourth one?
No.
Sure.
Yeah, do it. Oh, no.
You just have potential for more points and less points.
I'm going to... reiterate my
one from last year.
Yeah,
I hate you.
Trump will not be impeached.
Yes.
Feeling pretty good about that one. Yeah.
Aaron will
now I just
have a significant other.
I won't then. Now I'm not. It's a challenge.
December. Is it 30 days next year or 31 days?
31. It's 31 every year.
December always has the same number of days.
It's February that changes, right?
It's February that changes.
No, don't
see. Even I know that.
We don't have leap December.
All right. Well, right before the clock
changes to 2022.
Yes.
Aaron. So it could be up to that last minute after this episode is recorded. And that would have already been said no.
No, this is for next year.
Next year.
Wait, no, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying like after we record what the New Year's episode, it could be sometime after that when I've already said that. Yeah, no, you've already lost that point. So you're going to, okay.
See, that's why he's got three other shots.
Yeah. See, the 31st. Oh, wow. The 31st next year is on a Friday.
That doesn't make any sense. You sure?
Yeah. No, the 31st is on a Friday. First is on Saturday. Christmas next year is on Saturday. Sucks. I know. My brain got confused too for a second.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. I was.
Because 31st this year is Thursday.
Right.
No, I advanced the calendar in my.
Dude, I was like, yeah, no, I think it just it did in my head exactly what you did on the computer, and it threw me off too.
Yeah. So I mean, we're
stop trying to subliminally message Josh. It doesn't work. We must
enjoy the process.
What?
Oh no!
What present are you giving him that he will enjoy?
He knows a process.
Oh, I thought he said present.
See, but now I can't have a significant other throughout the next.
You're gonna forget by next week what he gets.
I was gonna say I already kind of forgot one of mine, but now I remember.
Oh my
them.
Gosh,
I do remember them now.
Come wait, on. I don't think your socks that high, Aaron, simply because the chicks usually don't go for the drummers. Last time I checked,
nope, see? For the bass players.
Yeah, no, for the bass players, it's always the guitarist or the lead vocalist.
But it's good that Aaron plays bass, guitar, and drums.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Stop. Now, stop.
Oh, that'll be my fourth one.
Fringes!
Aaron will be the lead singer on a song for Skyrat.
Whoa!
In 2021.
Nope.
And I know who to make to contact to make that happen.
Oh, yeah, I know a band where the lead singer is an extra keyboardist. And only because they needed someone to sing, and he was low man out of the totem pole at the point, and he ended up being the lead singer, and he hasn't gone back.
There you go.
Not gonna.
Your day to shine, baby.
Nope.
The old day voice. To shine. Nope.
Oh no!
Oh come on! You have such a range with that voice.
I know.
Yeah, he does.
No, I don't.
You keep proving it every episode. My evidence is stacked.
So, yes.
Nope.
I kind of want to add another one about
it. Oh my gosh. This is going to be a year of predictions for Aaron. Oh, no.
Okay, what's Aaron doing in 2021?
He's going to go. Oh, that's actually a really challenging one. He's going to shave his head. Not all the way down, though.
Okay, and how long is he going to just shave his head one time? Or like, yeah, define shave. Like, are we going to be able to see a reflection off his hair, or is it just going to be like shorter, like short, like he's going into the military?
What do you guys think?
Why do I have to collaborate? No.
I know. This is
all
you, man.
Yes, it's my prediction, my loss, but.
Is he going to look like he did, instead of the beard, though, it's his head, like when he shaved his beard off?
That's like bald. Completely.
Maybe I take that one back. I don't know.
Okay.
That might be a little too challenging. I'd have to somehow get you to do a bet and lose.
What you do is one of the times when he's spending a night at your house while he's asleep, you just take a razor and accidentally go whoop down the middle of his head and then whoop down the middle of his beard. And so he has this bald stripe in his head and bald in his beard.
What I do
and then he has to shave it all and he's a purely bald baby head.
Well, you know what would be an even better idea? You shave it down the middle, both the beard and the head, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say the head.
No, and beard too.
I take paintbrush with blue dye on it, and I paint a blue stripe on his head.
You're going to make me the Avatar boy.
Why are you making him Avatar?
I don't know.
I was thinking the Scotsman.
Anyway, shave it and dye his head.
Dye my
that's head. A pretty good achievement right there.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
So, slip a Vicodin in. No, don't do that. slip some Tylenol's. Not Tylenol. What is it?
NyQuil.
The NyQuil Z, where it's the sleeping component of NyQuil without the actual pain medicine and all that.
I just get some of my parents' melatonin tablets, open them up, and a drink or something.
But melatonin, it works great for some people. Doesn't work great for others. This is the same sleep ingredients in NyQuil that puts you to sleep.
Or, of course, you know,
As he's
chloroform.
Chloroform. Yep, that too.
Oh my
god. And then Aaron wakes up.
Quick.
Aaron wakes up bald and shaved.
I'm not looking forward to this year anymore.
I'm going to find your picture of when you shaved your beard off for that polar dive thing, and I'm going to edit it to make you a bald head on that. Like I said, the bald baby.
Oh, no. I don't like it. I don't like the.
As long as you don't do that in the pouty lip like Jake is doing on your shirt. Again, that's, I think, what makes. No.
That really is a very cringy shirt.
Missing on the top.
I, by the way, I loved it at my work at the Christmas party when they're like, yeah, some new band, something burn red.
Some new band. They've been around for a minute.
And the guy calls himself a metalhead.
Okay, get out of here.
And I was just sitting there, laughing to myself. I was like, Aaron would have a field day with this. And I was like,
this is true.
I can add that to my fifth one. August Burns Red will break up.
Watch, they have to because they haven't been able to do anything.
Shut your mouth. I will do whatever I can to keep them going.
Point number three, Aaron will have a new favorite band. Not saying how.
Yeah,
Aaron, Aaron, you might as well hop on the bandwagon here, buddy. I mean, we're all
one,
three
no!
against two.
I accidentally put that under Aaron's list. Nope, that's under Brock's list.
For whatever reason,
is Brock going to get a point before we even hit the new year?
August Burns Red's will most likely be my all-time favorite band, regardless. But there's always a list of favorite some of my favorite bands.
Oh, so who's taking the place?
I like Disciple.
Who's taking the place?
No
of
one's
August
taking
Burns
their place.
Who's taking the place of August Burns Red?
Nobody's taking.
Okay, to be clear, for my guess, I didn't especially the way with what Aaron said. It's just like I'm just saying he's going to find a new band that he likes.
Yep.
That's what I was getting at. But
Well, there's always going to be new bands I'm going to find out that I like.
Which means you can't listen to any music if you don't want to get a point.
I can't. That would suck.
All that
the
was
the same bands, not a new band. Can't listen to radio because that's going to expose you to a new band.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's going
to
be interesting.
Can't go to concerts.
Because there could be potential for new
bands. It's not like you could go to concerts anyway with COVID.
COVID.
Yeah.
That's COVID.
But what if I play shows with Skyrat and then we play with other bands? There's going to be bands I haven't heard of. Well, I guess do I have to like them, though? No.
Plug them.
So if I don't like them, though, it doesn't matter.
Well, but what if you do like them?
But it's you, Aaron.
Shut up.
This is true.
Right, though.
This is Aaron. He sits there. He's in a chair. He's bouncing his leg. He's kind of moving his head forward. And then he sits there and he starts to air drum.
And if I do that, that means I like it.
Yep.
That's true.
To a point.
That's true. No, go on. I just wanted to play something underneath for you and see what you do. See if you like this song. Do you like this song, Aaron?
I mean.
Do you have a new favorite band now?
I could listen to this, but I've been actually getting into just piano music lately.
Who are you? What have you done? Wait, are you the alien? Are we making a peace treaty with you?
We're making a peace treaty, boys.
Wait, are you serious about that piano statement?
Yeah. It was. Didn't I pick you up and piano music was playing? It was like, it literally, like for a while now, it's been like piano and then like rain sounds, recordings of like rain and stuff.
I can see that while going to sleep.
No, just in general, just like
I can't have sounds of thunderstorms with my dog though.
I'll give you that point, but no, it's just I actually have a couple of pieces on my personal library that are primary piano. So see that.
No, I can definitely see that too. It's just I'm like, wait, who is this? Aaron
this is
Johnson?
This is Aaron that goes from.
Well, I mean, we've always known his music style was eclectic, to say the least.
Yeah.
I mean, to say that it's consistent is an Yeah, no, yeah, that never happens.
I will say I am getting back into that groove. Not groove, I should say, but that.
When were you ever in a groove?
Of what? Yeah.
Not a groove. That's the wrong word to use. Okay, wrong word.
Okay, so you're getting into what?
I'm getting back into that. How do you put it, like, listening desire? Is there a word for that?
A listening desire of what? Of music in general, or of a certain genre, or
a certain interest in interest
taste.
Wow! So we're ending, and I guarantee you. Well, actually, Josh and Aaron do not have drinks with them right now, and so they are not on alcohol.
No,
surprise, surprise.
Instrumental. No, instrument. There's a certain instrument.
So apparently we're ending out the year with Brewer having accepted my curse of being unable to talk. So there's a certain instrument you look for, or what?
Well, yes. Yeah.
Are you still getting to be a pilot? Because you need to learn how to talk clearly and precisely.
No, he's going to fix the planes that pilots fly.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to be one of those jerks.
Oh! Uh-oh. Shots fired. Anyways.
I've already something loose in cockpit. Tighten something in cockpit.
I've already heard the stories.
Anyways.
You pilots, so.
Oh, no. So, anyways. Instrument. What instrument?
Violin.
Oh, you want to get into playing violin?
No.
Wait.
Oh, you're just into that music.
You're listening to
that. That liking of that sound.
Yeah, I do like orchestra.
Because it's to me, I don't know, I can't attest to everybody with a hearing loss, but when it comes to music for me, there's a certain, I almost want to say there's a certain level of vibration that I pick up
mm-hmm.
in, and it's usually this, it's a tone of consistency, and so stuff that you can easily hear the notes on, is kind of music I like to listen to because it's the easiest for me to listen to because I can make out what's going on. So,
I got you. Yeah,
is this you telling us that you're Vanya Hargraves?
Hey.
Okay, never mind. You've never seen the show then, huh?
No.
Netflix, Umbrella Academy.
Bro, I haven't
heard of that. I haven't.
Vanya Hargraves is the white violin. So she's always playing the violin. And then her ability is that she can channel like sound into her attack. And so she uses her violin to destroy the moon and bring about the end of the world.
Huh.
That sounds epic.
Interesting. Although I have thought about, you know, it'd be an interesting thing to pick up would be violin. But I know it's very.
Let me see your fingers.
Very,
they're too fat.
Very,
you have to be very.
It's a very patient, requiring instrument.
I mean, that's a lot of them.
Oh yeah,
to a point.
Guitar, and bass. So I'm not like singling out guitar, but you have the frets and everything. Yeah. Guess what? You don't have on a violin.
You don't have
a
frets.
So your finger is just a centimeter off, and it's going to make that note so sour.
Exactly.
Just like the stand-up bass, same way, fretless, no, nothing. So you got to get it just right on.
I love fretless stuff.
And then as the bass detunes, you have to readjust your fingers in the middle of the stupid song. Yes. Not that I'm bitter ever.
About that. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I know. I did way too many years of orchestra. I did orchestra, jazz band, symphonic band, combo band. Orchestra, string quartets, quintets, jazz combo pieces. So I was involved in doing all that sort of music when I was in high school. So it was like half of my day in high school was music class.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, not going to lie. I had piano in kindergarten. That was about it.
Nice.
That is fine. There you go, Brewer. Take a piano.
They even have they have like a new style where they're teaching it now where it's just like, it's like a Guitar Hero where you like for all the keys and then the light comes down and then you just have to hit the key and like the light beam like stays on for however long you're supposed to hold it. So it's relatively comparatively easy now to pick a piano.
You, your wife, and your triplets can all learn piano.
That'd be fun. Nice family activity.
Yeah. And then you could be the Brewer Quintet.
Yeah.
Touring the world.
Playing
more shows than August Burns Red has ever played.
I'm not going that far.
That would be a lot of shows.
Yeah, but they'd be way more popular. Especially people would actually like their music.
Wouldn't get removed from the jukebox.
The jukebox, what? Are you bringing up what I think you're bringing up?
I think I am. Like you did it to yourself. That was a self-inflicted injury. You know?
Yeah. So what Brock was getting at here, someone had the jukebox turned off on them while they were trying to play their songs.
Is that, well, okay. I remember, because we were at the B-Dubs.
Yeah.
Well, I was there Tuesday night, and I played two August Burns Red songs.
Did someone run over to the jukebox and go, no!
Oh, no, they played them through. But then the next day when I go to B-Dubs on Wednesday with you guys, the songs were no longer available on the
library. Gee, I wonder why.
But I wonder if I can do them again.
Because people wanted real music.
It's real music.
Are you a real boy?
I'm a real boy. I will say this.
There's a Pandora's box that you don't
know. August Burns Red, their style of music is still more real than most of the rap out there.
Yeah!
I put them in the same category.
Oh! But
I do that just to see his reaction.
And then I
also
have
to demonstrate his vocal range, too.
Yeah, I know. So that way he could sing his song for Skyrat.
That's just nasty.
It wasn't a nasty.
I didn't say it had to be a number one radio smash hit. I just said you had to be the lead singer of a song.
Because remember, there's always auto-tuning your voice, just like August Burns Red does.
We had...
I do have auto-tune software. Should we start splicing together him talking and turn it into music via auto-tune?
Yes.
We were playing with a pitch shifter.
Excuse
to
me?
To one of the... A pitch shifter. It's where it's like you can move the notes around.
Oh. For
singing. What do you think it was, Brewer?
I thought you were saying a... Never mind.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
Okay, anyways, Johnson,
yeah, we were playing with it, so we were moving the notes like to super high to super low, and it was just hilarious. And
this is coming from the guy who doesn't like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I know.
I hate Alvin and the Chipmunks. Messing around with it is fun.
I should auto-tune him with the pitch correction into Alvin in the Chipmunks style.
You can be the fourth member of the family.
You could be the fourth chipmunk.
Well, wait. Technically there's six, but...
What?
There are?
What? Oh, the girls.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, you could be the seventh.
The seventh wheel.
What would his name be?
Aren't you the third wheel all the time anyway?
Exactly, so it's whatever.
Aaron with an E?
Yes, exactly. Except we already know an Erin.
Erin.
So many Erins.
Too many of
some little time to yell at them all. I'm kidding. I don't have any reason to yell at any Erins I know right now because I work with an Erin at work. So
nice,
good guy.
Heck yeah,
he's a little crazy. I think it has to do with the name.
It probably does.
Except he does. As far as I know, he doesn't listen to metal.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Makes him all that better of a human.
But he has four kids.
Oh, he can keep that.
Wait. I was saying, must be something with the name.
Yeah, I know. It must be something with the name.
How young is he?
He's about my age.
When did he have the kids?
The kids don't
shut up.
Like they look.
Stop.
They don't look that old.
Stop.
They look all under 10.
Okay. Must be something with the age.
Stop.
Something with the name.
I don't know. How many A's does he have? Is it two A's?
Yeah.
Oh, frick. No.
Wait. What's his last name?
So
I can't say
you can't
his last
say
name.
That over the
well,
air.
Does it start with a J?
No.
No.
It starts with an A.
He's definitely a name.
His first name starts with two A's, and his last name starts with an A.
Wow. Double A.
Middle initial?
I do not know middle initial.
Oh, my God.
Why do you want to know about his middle initial?
That must be something with the name.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the phrase of 2021, people.
Must be something with the name.
No. No one adopt that. No one adopt that phrase.
Please no.
Do Bryce, not let Brewer let that.
Does Bryce name. Listen to this?
It must be.
I don't know. Maybe. I think I tell him more about it more times than not.
He will make that phrase with me.
No, he will not.
No, he won't.
No.
It's not with the job he's trying to get. No.
Must be something.
Hey,
Why is he guilty? Must be something with the name.
Why'd you pull him over? Must be something with the name.
Say, Brewer, you forget one important critical piece of information here. Guess who edits? Ta-da!
No.
Must be something with the name.
No, there really is something with the name Josh, apparently. Headaches. True. Headaches.
It's true.
Headaches.
It's true.
The same majority of Josh's do have similarities to him.
Yeah, we all do cause headaches.
You have no idea. You have zero idea right now.
I should come out with a migraine, though, to help deal with a Josh headache.
Oh, I thought it was like to give them so other people can understand what they're like.
No, other people.
If you don't have a Josh, other people should never be subjugated to the torture of having a Josh in their life. What are you talking about?
Again, Aaron.
Yeah. What's
face? Must be something with a name.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, I like it better than if you think about it.
And if you think about it.
Okay, now I'm done with you.
So.
This is long gone now.
At this point, I think we could guarantee one thing. I have a New Year's resolution to make all the Joshes be renamed to something else.
But what if that doesn't get rid of who they are?
Then the peace treaty we have with the aliens will be written into there that they will mind wipe all the Joshes of the earth. All
right. I can get by.
So my name's not Josh anymore.
It won't be.
And your personality goes bye-bye.
Yeah, so start acting different.
Isn't my name pronounced?
Oh, my goodness.
No. Yeshua?
Oh, my goodness. I am done now. This is it. This is over.
Are you trying to figure out how your name is said in Spanish?
In Hebrew.
Oh, my goodness. He wants to be...
Yeshua.
What? He wants to be.
Okay, here. I'm going to bring this up.
But then who is
Joshua?
Joshua?
Joshua.
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 Joshua?
Yes.
Joshua.
That's how you say it in Hebrew. How you spell it with English letters.
Oh, dear.
It's G apostrophe V E S H U A. That's how you.
As Brewer gets up to look at Paul's computer,
yeah,
because you guys couldn't hear that.
Yes, exactly.
So, what am I hearing?
You're not hearing anything right now. What's going on right now? He's translating visual things into verbal things.
I'm going to learn how to sign my papers like that.
Do it.
You.
That would literally take an act of Congress to get that changed. You know that, right?
What?
That would be a change of first name, which pretty much takes an... That's a lot of paperwork, a lot of hoops, and you'll have to rewrite all those marriage documents that you just had.
Oh, I'm sure he would love it. You know, Amy could guide him through the process since she just had to do all that fun stuff, changing her name.
Ooh. Ooh.
To be fair, marriages are the only time where it's easy.
Yeah, Josh can go to the courts and get a change.
Well, I mean, at this point, signatures these days don't even have to represent your name.
They don't.
I mean, Aaron can do an A, a B, and an R.
So that's how I'm going to take over his place.
When has that ever been a requirement? Literally, do you know how much land we took from Native Americans just because they made a cross on a piece of paper? Where do you think sign the X on the line comes from?
Sign the X on the line?
That makes sense.
Okay, quick history lesson.
Oh, no.
Because the Native Americans had no understanding of written English language, most of their languages were vocal only.
No.
They had no ability to write anything. And so the government would literally throw them a treaty, some sort of document, and they would just make an X because that's all they got or all they could understand. So that's how we got away with taking so much of the Indians' land, quote unquote, legally. Which is only a step above the British being like, do you have a flag?
Do you have a flag? Do you not have a flag?
We have a flag. We're annexing you.
Brewer, does your house have a flag?
It does. I took it down, though.
You have a Brewer flag.
Oh, no. I have the American flag.
I'm going to take over your house with my Dearman flag.
Okay. Then I will burn the Dearman flag.
Treasonous action.
This is going to start a war.
He's not.
Well, this is how Brock's prediction becomes correct.
Which one?
the insurrection.
Right, that one.
It's been so long, I've already forgotten. The Brewer versus Diarmond war.
I'll send my mom as my proxy.
Good luck, Brewer.
Have fun.
Yeah, good luck on that.
An angry Mexican lady attacks your house. You do not survive.
I don't know where I hear. Honey, was that the upstairs window?
Watch out for the flip flop.
Yes, watch out for the flip flops.
What was that? Was it that Western Family feud that happened?
Most of them.
No,
I was like, do you want to define that? Because there's a lot of them.
Like, you know, you got the name Bonnie and Clyde, you know, it was
Bonnie and Clyde was not a feud.
No, I know. But I'm just like when you say it, that's how it rolls off your tongue.
Oh, okay. I get
the Clyde. No. Dang. Oh,
like a few family members died.
It was more than a few, but it was like in Tennessee or something like that.
I thought it wasn't the West.
Something and something with an H.
Penn? No.
There's the Green Jones in North Carolina, Tennessee.
Hatfields and McCoys.
Yes.
Hatfields, yep. That's them.
I was like, come on, brain. I know it's in there.
That's them.
The Hatfields and the McCoys.
Yes, that except, you know. They never went up against an angry Mexican woman with a flip-flop.
No.
That's dangerous.
That is dangerous. So.
I think I'm more worried about the family that follows behind that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's what I think I'm more worried about.
More worried about that?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait.
Wait, what?
What?
Is it hammer time?
Hammer time. What? How? What? What?
Oh, no. We broke Aaron. Yeah,
no. Must be something with the name.
Wait, why did... Oh, no. Wait, why did we only ask me if my plans were going to change for the new year?
He's newly married. New plans.
That's true.
I don't... My plans are going to be me and my dog.
Oh.
I don't know. Brock, do you have anything special you and your family going
to
be doing?
Bryce is home this year.
To celebrate New Year's or like plans for my New Year? Because I think we're on two different topics now and we're mixing them together.
Well, no, the concept was, what are you doing New Year's Eve to celebrate going into the new year from New Year's Eve on Thursday into Friday?
Are you asleep?
Well, I am going to try to get some sleep because I've invited people over for Pathfinder the next day.
Oh, that's
right. And, you know, pending, you know, everybody's schedule not getting screwed up by last minute plans, I'm pretty sure that's going to include at least a couple people at this table, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I will be there.
Hey, Paul, can you use your camera? Potentially.
For?
I don't know. I'll talk to you later about it.
Okay.
So, yeah, what are we going on about?
we'll talk later.
Yeah.
It's going to be me and my dog, and I'll probably be playing Monster Hunter.
You've been playing that a lot recently.
Oh, wait a minute.
Dude, I am back into that game so much right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just it satisfies the killing part of my brain, as well as, I know, that sounds horrible.
Oh, it satisfies
the killing part of my brain.
I get it.
And
I say a bunch of weird things, and the reason I say a bunch of weird things is because once I have given it form and vocalness, it's out of my head and stops bouncing around in there.
Yep. So it satisfies the killing part of my brain, and it satisfies the collector part of my brain.
I can see that.
And then it also has the social elements because I play with two Andes.
Oh.
And my brain explodes every time I go, "Hey, Andy, heal yourself." Oh, wait, which Andy am I talking to? Because then they're like, what? And then one of them's like, I don't have to heal. Well, I finally found a way to force this character to be healed against his will.
Nice. Sounds like someone else you've been dealing with recently.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All the fun stuff in the world. But so that's what I will be doing probably. Considering I have a week and a half off of work. I have a feeling my character, Monster World Hunter, is going to be decked out at the end of this weekend. Because it's not like I can go anywhere, and my dog has to stay quarantined from other dogs, so she has a very contagious eye infection.
Ew.
I can come have her rub all of her eye boogers over Aaron.
Well, you know what the worst part about dog eye boogers?
No, I don't want to.
Is when They rub up against you and it dries on your skin. And you wake up in the morning and you're looking at it. You're like, finally got it off.
Yeah, where Xena is like continuously producing mucus out of her eyes right now. So it's just continuously flowing out of her face. Out of both eye sockets, too.
Or you sit there and you reach over like in your bed or on your couch or something, and you just slide your hand in what you think is a booger, like an actual nose booger.
Yeah.
But it's your dog's.
Hey, Aaron, do I need to get you a trash bag to throw up into?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That just feels weird all over. I don't like it.
You should never be a pet owner.
I'm not going to be a pet owner.
If that disturbs you, I mean, because expressing land sucks.
Thank you.